Hi, I'm Lisa Gunther, editor of Canadian Cattlemen, and I'm here with our columnist, Kelly Sidorek. How are you today, Kelly?
Great. Thanks, Lisa.
Great. So we're going to talk today about developing working relationships. And one thing you talked about in your last column was the three attributes that can make up a good working relationship.
Yeah, I had heard that on a Simon Sinek podcast where they were framed in the three veins of you need to, A, first of all, like somebody. You also need to be able to trust them. And the third one was you need to know what they're talking. You need to believe that they know what they're talking about. And for some reason, it's been quite, those three areas has been impactful for me. And I've been found myself thinking about it and reflecting on it again, you know, in the different relationships that we have with some of the business professionals that we work with. And I can recognize some in the past where I could really see that all those three pieces hadn't come together. I wasn't looking at it this way at the time, but yeah, you know, I don't, I really like you and I enjoy visiting with you, but, and I trust you, but wow, I'm not sure that you have the level of experience and knowledge of what I'm looking for. And as we've talked about, that can be challenging for young people starting out in careers when they might not have the depth of experience to be able to say that. And I would suggest that it's better to be upfront about that, you know, that, and for people to admit that they maybe don't have that depth of experience instead of trying to fake it, if you will. So I think that those are important pieces that we can think of in our working relationships, and also trying to think of it from the other side of the fence as well, if you will.